It's 8 a.m. on Sunday the 15th of June and I'm standing, not in my own garden, but I'm in another type of garden, Spanish garden of villas. I'm on the rooftop terrace with palm trees around in an area known as La Marina. It's in the province of Alicante. We landed at Alicante Airport last evening, about quarter to nine this time here, and we then picked up the hire car and drove to the villa. It took us about 20-25 minutes to get here. Not too bad. It's already dark by that time. And then we got into the villa, and then my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law and her man, well, Alan, he knows, they were here 7 years ago, not to the same villa, but to somewhere not far away from here. So he, being a lorry driver, knows everything. He knows every turn in the road. So he was able to take us up after we settled in to up to the top of the hill where the eating places and the bars are. And we had a lovely hour and a half tours up there, and then finally got to bed around something after midnight. don't eat hot dogs, even if they are wonderful hot dogs, and drink Budweiser. Don't do it that late at night. Okay, when you're young. This boy, it was kind of lying in our stomachs, although it was very good stuff. Nothing wrong with the food at all, just eating at that time of night, it's not used to it. So but we've risen this morning early at 7 a.m. Didn't sleep well last night, to be honest, didn't sleep well. But it was due to the heat, even though we had the fans and aircon on. The villa was already well hot by the time we got here. And then again, strange surroundings, strange noises. Although, to be honest, even if you can hear it this morning at this time, there's not a sound, just birds. Very, very few people up. And even last night, I just hardly heard a sound. Standing watching a cat meander around the top of a wall on another terrace about a couple hundred feet away. Just probably doing its morning rounds. But anyway, so here we are, a travelogue for our 2 weeks here in España, in Spain. Beautiful sunset last night, and we drove past these salt lakes, as it were, where the pink flamingos apparently reside, according to my brother-in-law. But the sun was going down over the mountain range at the back of Benidorm as we drove away out of Alicante. And it was absolutely stunning. I wish I could have stopped the car and taken some photographs. It was absolutely gorgeous. So this morning we are heading back up the top of the hill to the church. Apparently it's a non-denominational church, but most of the people go that are Catholic, which will suit us. Even though my brother-in-law's not Catholic, it doesn't matter, he goes anyway. And so we'll have 10 a.m. I think, and then we're just going to find out visit some of the local places for today. But this is absolutely wonderful. I'm just looking at hillsides with villas, and these are the beautiful villas that's all around us here. So many just in this part, and then a hillside, sandy hillside covered in broom and gorse-like bushes and trees. And it's a lovely place. This is absolutely lovely and very, very quiet indeed. Very quiet. I'm really pleased with that. So we've all been showered this morning, and I've already had two coffees to wake me up. So we'll be travelling not far today. We'll just be doing the local area and then sort something out for a drive. Maybe Monday, Tuesday. This morning it's cloudy. Not cloudy, overcast cloudy, but there's quite a bit of wee cloud that's showed in the sun. But we were standing here at half past seven this morning, all of us up here with a cup of tea or a coffee at half past seven on the terrace. And even though the sun was being shielded, it was still incredibly pleasant, and it is that just now. Oh, if the sun was out, this temperature is just going to jump right away up. Apparently it was 35 degrees at this villa yesterday, the owners were telling us. 35. This morning, I don't know where it is, but it's a damn sight warmer in Scotland on a good day. So, I think we're going ahead and see if we can pick up some for our late breakfast, maybe flakes and cold milk. So, the start of my travelogue, and hopefully I can record some stuff during the next 2 weeks. See how it goes. Onwards and upwards.